The Bureau of Land Management is putting together an environmental analysis for more natural gas wells at the base of the Rhone Plateau, west of Rifle. Agency documents provide maps of the proposed project, but what those maps do not show are all the roads, well pads, pipelines, and evaporation ponds associated with existing natural gas drilling. So, in January, the KDNK News team, along with North Fork Valley activist Pete Kolbenschlag and Wilderness Workshop attorney Peter Hart, decided to take a look at it from the air with Jane Partiger and pilot Gary Kraft of EcoFlight. We left Aspen on a cold, sunny morning. The air was smooth. 10 minutes took us around the north flank of Mount Sopris over the Crystal River Valley and the Thompson Divide. We dropped down to the Garfield County Airport in Rifle to pick up Hart and Kolbenschlag. Within minutes after takeoff, we were flying over the Rhone Plateau, which tops out at 4,000 feet above the Colorado River Valley. From the air, the plateau looks like an ocean. Waves of mountains roll to the horizon once you get up and over the rim, which is dotted with natural gas pads and a few rigs that stand out like lighthouses. But Peter Hart says most of the top of the Rhone is now protected from energy development.
Now, this is the success story right here. More than a decade of fighting, of really intense grassroots organizing campaign, followed by years of litigation in court, has saved 90% of the top of the Rhone Plateau, and that's what we're looking at.
The BLM's proposed Balzac Gulch Phase 2 project is just east of Parachute, at the bottom of the south side of the Rhone. It's one of those leases that were not canceled in the 2012 settlement that protected most of the Rhone. Houston-based Terra Rocky Mountain LLC owns the leasing rights. The company purchased the Piceance Basin assets of WPX Energy 2 years ago and already has 79 wells on 11 pads in the area. That does not include Balzac Gulch Phase 1. Now, Terra wants to drill up to 63 additional wells on 4 new well pads for the Phase 2 project. Along with that will come 2.5 miles of new roads, close to 5.5 miles of pipeline, a tank farm, trucks and rigs, and the industrial landscape of natural gas extraction. Hart says that before approving more natural gas drilling here, the BLM needs to consider the cumulative impacts of wildlife habitat fragmentation.
It's an important winter wildlife habitat. There are, you know, nesting raptors nearby, and all of those are, you know, being impacted not just by this proposed development, but by an extraordinary amount of development in the adjacent areas.
West of Rifle, the Garfield County gas patch covered vast distances on both sides of Interstate 70, with snowy white well pads and roads in stark contrast to sagebrush and alfalfa fields. Picture the pads as big dots connected by a network of roads, the occasional evaporation pond sparkling in the sunlight. Pete Kolbenschlag compares the impacts of energy extraction to a spider web.
Because often the oil and gas industry says, oh, the acreage that we're disturbing is minimal. Its impact is its entire footprint across the greater landscape on stream quality and water quality that might be affected. That's the impact, is across the whole landscape. It is not merely the acres bladed.
Reclamation of natural gas well sites, which could help restore fragmented habitat, is expensive and rarely completed. Part of the problem, says Peter Hart, is that leases throughout the American West have been bought and sold over and over.
Finding this out by Rangeley, and they're finding it up in the old wells in the Book Cliffs, and you see it up in the Powder River Basin in Wyoming. You know, by the time it comes to actually clean up some of this, it's a mom-and-pop operation, and, you know, there's nobody there to be responsible for it, you know.
Is that Parachute Creek?
That is in the Parachute Creek drainage, yeah. And that is,
the plane banked left over the rim of the plateau. We flew south above Parachute Creek, now an industrial corridor of natural gas operations, holding tanks, and evaporation ponds due west of Balzac Gulch. Hart says his group wants to make sure that conditions of the Rhone Plateau settlement, including no surface disturbance on Elk Winter Range, offer some protection for wildlife affected by the Balzac Gulch project. Heading east on our way back to the Roaring Fork Valley, we flew over Battlement Mesa, where residents are fighting natural gas drilling in their neighborhoods. Some of them told KDNK that if the Balzac Gulch project gets the green light, they'll be surrounded by natural gas drilling. And from the air, there's no mistake about it. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.